Oh. Well, you're cutting this out anyway.
Maybe.
Or maybe not.
But James LeRoy fucked up, and people need to know he fucks up.
Are you going to uncut this out?
Oh.
Good one.
Dear Chicago. Don't say it.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Oh, we got some extra bonus sounds there.
Bonus.
We have an airplane. Flight 747, like right beside us. And Brad and Waylon are talking sign language. I don't know what the hell you guys were talking about.
I'm not sure.
He doesn't know either.
So,
welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Wednesday, October 3rd, 2012. Episode
448.
I feel like God,
you masturbate.
Wait, that was overload. Say it again.
Let's go masturbate.
And
God, you're straight. That's all I said.
Let's go straight to masturbate.
Straight
so, to masturbate. Actually, finish our normal intro, and that yes. reminds me of something that
I
came up in a conference. Did we?
This but we're going to talk about podcast awards first.
Okay, hurry, because this will go. This actually fits into what we just talked about.
Okay, well, there's this program called Evernote that you can include that in.
Well, no.
No, the right segue now, was right
you,
there.
Okay, stop. Podcast Awards, go nominate us. Stitcher
yes,
Awards.
Do it. You have until October 15th. Do it.
Go nominate us.
Please.
There'll be links
now
in the show notes and on our website.
Go.
Segue.
Straight people. Mm. So we were talking about porn shit. Last night.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, during during our horror film festival. And a horror film festival. And George Clooney's partner,
mm-hmm.
Jorge Clooney, brought up that he brought up that in college he watched this porn called The Hole, which was a porn take on The Ring.
Right.
So what would happen is you'd watch this DVD, this video, or this porn, and then you'd get a call. And once you got the call, you became gay.
I need to see this movie.
So he said that actually, he goes, it's actually pretty well acted and written. And like the first part, there's not a lot of sex.
Uh-huh.
Like there's actually a lot of like story.
Uh-huh.
And then it gets into. But basically, this guy is freaking out because he got the call.
Uh-huh.
And the guy's like, oh my God, well, are you gay? And he's like, well, no. And he goes, so then this other guy starts like taking his clothes
off. Of course.
Because, well, does this make you horny? No. Then they start doing other stuff. Uh-huh. And then they start making out whatever, and the guy that got the call that's apparently now gay is like, oh my God, did you watch it too? And he's like, no, but my girlfriend's out of town.
You know what? Joe in Dallas is good at downloading porn. You need to find that for us and please send it.
Especially,
we will watch it, we will critique it, and have a show about it.
Yes, and that will be part of October's horror.
Yes.
Horror.
That should be the second movie that we watch.
Horror.
Horror.
Your mic's not working.
And it's because I'm heavy breathing whore into it.
Mm-hmm.
So what is happening in October, Waylon?
Yeah, what's going on? What's been happening in October?
Well, mainly in October, I have Waylon's second annual horror festival, 13 Nights of Horrors, where I curate scary movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then each night, depending on the audience, we may do a double feature. Normally have a field trip where we go to the movie theater together. And then also I normally have like a potluck where we watch a bunch of shit until people decide they need to go home.
Is the potluck on a weekend?
It's always on a Saturday.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm busy that day, but we'll see.
Whatever.
Of course.
What else is going on in
washing
October?
Your hair.
Was there something else you were like insinuating?
Washing your hair.
Was there anything else? Oh, okay.
Well, Brad and I, we do have a lot of theater dates together as well.
Yeah.
It's a very busy month for us.
Theater dates sound so fun.
They are, because we're going to go see at the Looking Glass Theater one of my favorite plays, Metamorphosis.
Never
back
heard of
the original. And there is full frontal male nudity, and a lot of it takes place in a swimming pool that's on stage.
Okay. Never heard of it.
This weekend, we're seeing Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson.
Never heard of it.
Which I'm very excited about as well. And one weekend, Bradley and I are doing 24 hours of horror films.
I saw that.
At the Music Box.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
12 noon to 12 noon.
And the night before, we're going to a haunted house.
It's going to be fantastic.
I can only imagine what that attitude is going to be like. Like, into hour 14.
Give it hour 8.
I have a feeling I'm pretty sure that we're going to take pillows and put them in the car because people have to, and we're not going to bring them in until we see that everyone has them.
Well, yeah.
And then I'll make you go get them
because,
you know, I gotta watch
because you're fat.
Whoa.
And lazy. God, this wine's so truthful.
Oh my God, I almost had a blackout.
I'm kidding. Sir. I am loving
you're
you.
You're cut off.
After a half a glass.
No. From Nookie for a month.
Oh, that's nothing new.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Oh, I hope your microphone keeps going out. You sound like an old man, Ricky.
You need to knock it
you
off.
You sound... That's like, move
seriously,
your mouth.
I'm about to black the fuck out.
Like, move your mouth.
Like, no oxygen coming.
Move
my
your
head.
Mouth away from the microphone when you cough.
My head is throbbing right now.
Woo!
Get into it.
That was. I was talking about Donna Sugars because we were supposed to do a whole show about her, but
she's The nice thing is she keeps sneaking into our shows.
You know that is true.
There you go.
She may sneak into every one
she's
of
like
them.
She's like a.
She's getting into it.
She's a sneaky snake.
She's like a silent but deadly fart. Since this all, let's talk about farts every show now.
Wait, we're supposed to talk about periods too.
She's an SPD.
Oh. So
you guys check out Donna Sugar. She's pretty fucking awesome.
Big silly homo.
Yes.
Oh my God, I can barely talk now.
You're welcome.
So
wait, are you taking notes? Because it's not showing up on Evernote.
I'm taking notes in notes, not Evernotes.
Why?
Because it's easier for me to do it on that computer. Don't worry about it.
Anyway,
don't worry about it. Have you added new notes?
Huh?
Have you added new notes to Evernote?
No.
Then there you go. Don't worry about
it. So tonight I'm drinking a red wine called Rojo Dolce, which has
sweet red.
Yes, which has kind Nibana. Of a Day of the Dead skull on it, and it tastes like church wine. Which then before we recorded, we had a conversation, which pretty much made me realize that it was Jesus. That turned me into a wino.
Mm-hmm. Jesus turns everything into wine.
Because I remember on my communion day when I was 13,
nice
telling my mother how much I loved the blood of Christ. I loved that communion wine.
And the mayonnaise of Christ?
No, because we had wafers that were like gross.
Totally past that.
I was talking about semen. Whatever.
I know. I just kind of ignored you. Religious podcast 2012.
Right. What religion would we be if we were going to be in the religious category? Seriously,
actually,
satanic.
I'm about to die.
I don't think we should come up with that. I think our listeners need to tweet if the Foul Monkeys were a religion, what would it be? What pantheon would we be a part? You know, whether or not it's the name or like who the god is or, you know, anything.
Right. We need to know.
Not a cult, but if we were a religion.
We are our own cult. I mean, really.
Yeah. But who's the charismatic cult leader?
Waylon.
Yeah. Yeah, he can do an interstitial like a bitch.
Hey.
That was so funny in DI Plus. He was just like, and Waylon, oh, and just so you know, he'll be in the next 10 minutes doing an interstitial.
Hey, when no one volunteers and you're there,
Waylon will take it.
If you could be at every show, I guarantee you would do the interstitial.
I think that's your
time.
Plan next year. You should try to be involved in every single show somehow.
God, no, because I got hungry.
Oh, we didn't even talk about those chicken strips that we ate.
Oh, girl, those are so good.
What was the company called? Like the original chicken company?
It's like Rocket Chicken.
It was something fucking awesome, is what it was.
Well, it was one of those companies that actually, when you order, you watch them throw the raw chicken in the bowl of flour and then throw it into the grease.
Just makes you even more hungrier.
And you're sitting there and you're like,
I will say, though, it was the best crispy breading and the freshest tasting chicken strips. I've ever had.
The dip was good too. The sauce.
Oh, the special sauce.
I don't know. Have you ever got? I think I already asked you guys this. Have you ever been to Zaxby's?
Never heard of it.
No, it's kind of the same thing. That, yeah. It's this like they bread the chicken and everything there, but their sauce tastes like Zaxby's sauce. Which next time I go to Florida, I want to eat there because that was fucking good.
Yeah, never heard of it.
It's an all chicken place: chicken salads, chicken sandwiches.
Yeah,
it's like Chick-fil-A. The non-religious Chick-fil-A.
Gotcha.
That I know of.
Got that.
I'm gonna have to look it up.
It is Florida.
Yeah. Speaking of religion, with your obsession with Mariah Carey, I assume you heard about
this. Oh, I did hear about
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki thinks she's something.
What happened?
She needs to bring it down a notch. Well, they were at the table judging the people for the contestants for American Idol, and
They've already started.
Yeah,
the two of them are. Oh yeah. Shit.
They were at the table. They had a disagreement. And then Nicki Minaj like went fucking crazy and was like, I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm tired of your highness here. And da, 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 da.
Let me see if I can find the quote.
And Mariah's like, wow. Wow. Really? Wow.
Nicki Minaj said, I told them I'm not fucking putting up with her fucking highness over there.
I love, and I think that's the best response ever. Really? Wow. Wow. Really?
First of all, well, I say first of all a lot, but I never say second of all. So I need to stop doing that.
It's a fault.
Yeah, I hate that. Why don't you guys tell me about it?
Because there's certain things that are just Ricky, and you just...
Why don't I ever say, like, finish it up with a second of all, or like, a third?
Like pillow pants.
That's old news. Well, that's not as funny anymore.
That's just Ricky.
Okay, so you have Nicki Minaj, who is a diva in training, who is new to the whatever, you know, famous... And then you have Mariah Carey, who has been a diva for
quite some time.
25 years, probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not that long. Maybe 20.
Yeah.
Who probably, I would think, knows what she's talking about.
Oh, she's made an ass ton of records.
Right. So if you disagree with what she says, don't like go the fuck off on her. Of course, I could see Mariah being a little bitchy and be like, really, bitch?
Then again, really? You know these producers knew this shit was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't wait for when Roman starts to judge.
That'd be hilarious.
When the angry homophobic lesbian, mm-hmm. or whatever he is, starts judging the auditions.
I think it's going to be interesting. And I was reading the article, and they think it's going to really hurt the American Idol brand.
I think so, too.
Because they're going to show it on TV, too. You know, they're not going to stop. So then who do you kick off? Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Like you just said, if anyone has any reason to talk about who can be famous, how it works, mm-hmm. it's Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Because she's been there, done it. And she's made...
She's still doing it.
She's been at the...
Get it, girl.
She's been at the top. Been at the top, and then she's been kind of at the bottom, but not really the bottom, but still...
I'm pretty sure Glitter was the bottom.
Yeah.
She was on the bottom of some guy.
But you know, though...
And had twins.
But, I still think she's excellent.
But would you ever... I don't know if I'd call Nicki Minaj a diva.
No.
She's not. She's a diva because of her personality, mm-hmm. but...
She hasn't earned the rank.
No.
I think it takes years to do that.
I don't know about that. I think if it doesn't take years, it takes lungs of steel like Mariah Carey.
Would you think Adele is a diva?
And compared to like why they would have the diva concert on VH1, yes. Because the bitch can sing.
I wish they would do that again. They do that anymore?
I don't know.
I really like that.
Cable in like
VH1's still
years.
Around?
Well, it's no music. It's all reality shows. I think... That's like the Basketball Wives and all that stuff come on in that station.
They have, isn't that also the...
Can't be any worse than MTV, though.
That's yeah. Celebrity Rehab?
That was VH1.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Did you guys happen to hear Adele's version of...
Not yet.
007?
No, not yet. I know that she was doing it, but I have not heard it.
Oh. Only like 30 seconds of it.
Oh. On your
it
face.
Comes out on Friday.
Oh, I can't wait.
But it sounds really good.
Good.
I can't imagine why it wouldn't.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
And this is the 50th anniversary.
Speaking of anniversaries, did you know that it is the 25th anniversary of Princess Bride?
Yes.
Oh, the movie?
I did see that.
I love that movie. I watched that like a lot when
just
I was a kid.
Marriage.
Marriage. Oh, I really wish.
Oh, you're going to put part of that into your brother's wedding, right?
I was going to have my stepfather, yes, read that as a reading. at my stepbrother's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But it got a little vetoed by the bride.
Aww.
Wove. True wove.
She clearly doesn't know what she's talking about.
Right. Except though they... I'm not going to talk about that. Never mind. Never mind.
We don't talk about family on here.
No, because
we only talk about people we don't like.
They don't listen, but I know as soon as I talk about them, they will.
Wait, is this the same brother that has... Oh, no, different brother.
No, this is
that has the name of the kid that's weird.
No, this is my stepbrother, the youngest one, and they do not have a baby.
Okay.
My brother, yes, can't spell any of his children's names correctly because they think that misspelling a name makes them
unique. For me.
Cool.
Oh.
And I said, no, it makes you ignorant.
Ignorant.
Don't be so ignorant.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
So we
have on the list TV shows. Are we watching
some
TV shows?
So I just was thinking that we can talk about those new TV shows that are coming out, just kind of which ones we're looking forward to continue watching or new ones that are coming out.
You have a scared face. You have like this face of like pain. Are you not liking something that everyone
else
is?
Well, I don't watch really TV. I mean, like everything I watch is like on Netflix.
To watch stuff though.
Just like, but it's not new stuff.
Well, you're watching Downton Abbey, the new season.
Yeah. And
which we're behind.
Oh my God.
Did you catch up?
We watched the one before the Christmas episode last night.
Oh, so you haven't watched.
You haven't gotten to the new season
then.
The
Spanish flu.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Oh my God.
That's only spoilers for him. Not
does it
for
explain
anyone else.
What Lady Grantham's housemaid has done that she needed to apologize to her?
You should already know that by now.
What?
Remember?
Lady Grantham?
Her?
Yeah, this was back in the first season.
She's
the reason she doesn't have a baby?
Yeah. Because she put the soap on there for her to slip on because she thought that she was trying to replace her when really. They were just trying to find a lady's maid
for
grandma,
the other person, right?
For the mama.
And okay. So then she felt awfully bad because she's the reason the baby's dead. And it was a boy, which meant the money would have stayed with him.
Right.
Yeah.
It would not have gone to none of this wedding crap. No, so that's actually the third season we're loving, though I think we're probably behind.
Just an episode.
An episode now.
Is what? There's four episodes now?
I believe.
Oh, there's three?
No, there's three.
Okay.
I
think I'm going to illegally download them. I'm sorry. Oh, sure. I have to. Wait, you guys are doing the same thing. Never mind.
We're legally streaming.
Someone else illegally downloaded them and put them online, which then our hacked Apple TV is streaming. So we are not illegally sharing or downloading. No, we also started watching The New Normal, which some of our other friends, like for instance Mark and Jeffrey, do not enjoy the show.
Absolutely not.
I read something that they were scared because they didn't think it was going to get renewed.
I could see, because it's pretty, I like it because part of it's refreshing, though I agree with some of the concerns that of the characterization of the gay people and their couple,
because
it's from a very specific point of view, which is a very specific like 1%. Like they're gays with money,
yeah.
And one of them's really gay.
And queenie ones.
And one of them is super queenie, but he's a fantastic actor. I enjoy it. And maybe it's also because I am one big weeping vagina that wants children like now. So it's kind of about, you know, this woman who wants to be a surrogate mother for
this gay couple.
A gay couple.
I like it, but what I don't like is how much like, I guess, anger there is behind it that people don't like it. I feel like it's a comedy. It's not supposed to be necessarily realistic, I guess.
But they do deal with some really real issues, which I think is nice.
For some reason, I'm thinking I read an article that they were comparing it to Modern Family. It's like Modern Family.
Well, technically, in a way, you can assume so because it's the new modern type of family now. It's not the traditional.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing like the Modern Family. Like, there's not, it's not, you know, a...
interwoven.
Like three different stories or whatever.
Well, it's not a TV show following them, which is kind of Modern Family has that feel, you know, where they're interviewing
like a reality
on the camera.
Show.
Like The Office.
Mm-hmm. Though they have very unique family members like that. Like the grandmother is a total racist
big old
bitch.
Bigot.
The daughter is, you know, that kind of really funny, unique, everyone wishes your daughter was kind
Little
of
Miss
like
Sunshine.
This. Mm-hmm. Little Miss Sunshine type of like you act like you're 40, but you're only 8.
Mother darling. That was my favorite.
She did a whole episode where she played Evie, little Edie from Grey Gardens.
I have never seen that.
Oh, you should. Actually, and if you want, you really should watch the documentary. That's all, everything's based off of. It'll be very boring for you, honestly.
Didn't Drew Barrymore do that movie?
I was going to get there.
Oh, okay.
She did a TV series and a mini series, and I think she won an award for her portrayal of it. She's fantastic. So I would watch that for like the whole story, but it's all based off this documentary that was made.
Yeah.
Which I think you would probably fall asleep in, but it is amazing and kind of frightening that it's actually true.
Well, I know what it's about and, you know, I know the whole thing, but I just don't know.
And the musical is like, wonderful, but I know you're not a musical kind of person. So.
No.
But anyway, we started watching Revolution, which we don't hate. Though I do think it's like TV's, hey, let's get on the Hunger Game bandwagon. Without we're going to kill all the children, we're just going to make the children save the world type thing. But I don't hate that. And the other one that I don't hate was Elementary.
Yeah, the new Sherlock Holmes.
I really love the BBC version. You can't compare the two, but it actually is a very interesting modern take. I mean, we watched two episodes and I think we're gonna give it another try.
Yeah.
We don't hate it, but it was entertaining.
What show we do need to catch up on and stuff is Oh Sit as well.
I didn't even heard of that.
It is
the best
Wipeout mixed with musical chairs mixed with roller derby.
It's American Gladiators.
They run in a circle.
I kind of want to see this now.
They run it is the best.
They run in a circle and they go
CW.
And they go through these obstacles and you get points and money points if you complete them.
Smells so good. Do you smell that?
It's our candle and we have pork enchiladas that are cooling. Probably. Anyway, and then what happens is that then this timer happens where they then all have to go and there's only like four paths to the middle to sit in a chair, like musical chairs. Well, there's only three rules. When you're on an obstacle, there's no pushing from behind, no hitting above the head or below the belt. So when you're going through these articles, you literally can pull someone off of it and like throw them to the ground. You can body check someone.
And by articles, he means obstacles.
Obstacles, sorry. You can body check someone as long as it's not a direct push from the back and they don't see you. So like if someone's trying to get across, like you can like smack them and knock them in the water and then take their place. Like it was like full on roller derby musical chairs. So then they kick off someone who doesn't make it to the chair. Then the chairs have a secret money amount. And they tell you what that is, and you add it to the money that you made by fully completing the obstacles by going around. And whoever has the lowest money also gets voted off.
And that sounds confusing.
It is.
It gets confusing, but when you start watching it, you realize, okay, I get this. So it's more than just chance; it's also luck.
Yeah,
which is kind of cool because the biggest guy who just like completely just destroys everything by running around and getting through everything. Gets the one with $0 on the chair, and he could be the lowest person and gets kicked out. So, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're really good with going through the obstacles. It also has to do with the chance of you getting a good chair.
My only problem with it...
Jamie Kennedy, by the way, is hosting with this other...
And he's annoying.
...bitch.
But
she's their puns are weird.
It's like American Gladiator, where there are no fat people on this show.
Nope.
It's like you have to be an athlete to make this for as many times as they have to go around this obstacle. And you're like, where's the fat guy that's like going to be like, no, I'm going to win this, bitches. But no.
They're on Wipeout.
Pretty much, because that is just making it.
And my favorite thing about Wipeout out of this whole show is when they go against the wall in the boxing.
Yes.
That is my favorite part about the whole show. I don't give a shit about anything else.
But when
I want to see an old lady get punched in the face with a boxing glove.
I do love the second round when they're all like trying to do the race together and they're trying to go through the obstacle course. And one of my favorites is the when they're on that like the swinging rope that goes around the whole course and they're trying to get to the next obstacle. She literally lands on the guy, starts falling, grabs him, pulls him down, and you hear him go, bitch!
Another thing I like, too, is when they're on that disc and they're, like, being spun around, mm-hmm. and yeah. then they have to find their way. I love that shit, too.
So I like would do...
Dizzy people
we
are funny.
We need to win the podcast award so that then we can call Wipeout and be like, we are an award-winning podcast.
All three of us. And
we need to
make
go,
it happen,
and
listeners.
We need to go on this show.
That would be amazing. And yeah. I think we might win.
Listeners, who do you think would win out of the three of us?
I don't think that's a good question to ask because it's clearly me.
Oh. Are you a good swimmer?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
good to know.
I don't
good
know,
to know when we put cement on your feet.
Yeah, I don't know, because I don't think you could really guess that, because some of those obstacles are really like...
I would have an issue on the balls. I would just already...
You'd
have
be double
issue.
Bouncing on your balls.
Actually, there's so much skin, I could raise them up like a flying squirrel and just fly over
right.
it.
I'm thinking that I would have to take a double dose of Dramamine, because I can't handle the Superman ride at Six Flags, because it makes me ill, that I'm not too sure that I can handle all that spinning.
I probably would not win.
It's like I know. It's like I know that I could never, ever even attempt to do. Oh God, what's the name of that show that they brought back? Which I don't even know if it's on anymore. Where you eat a bunch of shit and you do the crazy
fear factor.
I know I can never do it because there's never an episode where they don't have to eat something disgusting. And it'd be. I know that I would not be able to do that.
Yeah, like I saw this one. Where it was like husband, whatever your partner is, was at the top of the cylinder and they had to chew cow eyeballs, spit what came out of that into a cylinder. The person at the bottom had to catch it in their mouth and then turn around and run to the other side and spit it out. And let me tell you, I literally puked all over the place. Like I was literally? So sick. Like, yeah, I was... You know how I am. I have a weak stomach, but that shit really freaks me out.
I'm actually impressed that you telling that story didn't make you dry heave right now.
Yeah, I am fighting that. Like, my mouth is watery.
You know what? I think it'd be interesting to have, like, a commentary on a show with us where we would watch the show and we would just comment and watch, like, something like Fear Factor, but then we'd have to bleep out the whole eating scene. Because we'd be vomiting.
So like a Mystery Science.
Yeah, Mystery Science Theater
3000. That would be cool. Would you guys be interested in that? Like, if you guys gave us a movie to watch, and we watched it and recorded at the same time and said what we wanted to say.
Well, the last time we did
would
this,
it work?
We got both hate mail and love mail on the Send Us Your Most Disgusting Videos, and we'll watch them while we record. Right. Because people did not enjoy your dry heaving.
Right.
So we'll move Ricky away from the microphone.
Right.
Or I guess it's a bonus content extra episode so that you can choose not to listen to it.
Yeah.
But they would have to choose the movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, the movie doesn't have to be gross. We can watch anything, but I prefer nothing gross.
It's probably going to be porn.
Yeah.
Or like a really cheesy, scary movie. Like we could just talk about the people.
Which actually last night we
which
did that
is
with
pretty much what we do for
April Fool's Day was our double feature.
I love that movie.
I do too. And we had some great time.
Oh my
Todd,
God.
It was we had two people that came over and
we had a dyke.
And they actually just met. And they were hilarious because I think everyone had seen it except for maybe Todd and you.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
it's not the kind of movie that really gets ruined if you talk about it.
Right.
Except for when, you know, Adam and I just tried not to give any spoilers away, mm-hmm. so it wouldn't ruin like any of the twists and turns, even though they're pretty obvious. But we had a great time. We had a great time.
I want to ask this right now so we can put it on my calendar. What night is the scariest movie so I know to bring Josh over here?
Oh, fuck.
We need a scary fucking movie.
I need to look at the calendar, see which one's the scariest.
We'll have to fan that out.
I will say Thursday, tomorrow night's movie is one of my favorite, and it's a little freaky with Barbara Hershey, the entity. But I also love it because she gets raped and sexually assaulted by a poltergeist.
Oh, didn't that happen to Kesha? That was in the news. Like, Kesha had sex with a ghost.
Well, what?
What?
Yeah, that's like that's a thing. Like, she talked about it this week. That she totally had paranormal sex with the ghost.
This was based on a true story, so maybe it's the same ghost.
Did she climax?
Apparently, it did everything for her.
Oh.
And
are they going to see each other again?
They probably not. But did they see each other to begin with? Because it's a ghost.
Well, I told Josh that I wanted him to come over and watch The Strangers with me.
Oh my God.
But that movie is so scary. I can't watch it myself.
It's so... Here's the thing.
Are you going to watch the... You won't watch the original.
You should
German
watch it
one.
Here.
Here's the thing. It's really... when you
as a second movie.
Oh, we could... Do you own it? Do I own it? Do you own it?
I might.
Is it on Netflix?
But I'll buy it. It's scary to me. I can't deal with it.
If you come over and bring him, we can make sure that is a sec the double feature. Okay. Like, we can make that happen.
It's suspenseful because there's not really too much music to it. There's not really, I don't know. It just,
and it could fucking really happen. I mean, that whole situation could really happen.
So you know that it's quote based on a true story. Right. Did mm-hmm. you read about what the true story was?
Mm-mm.
The guy who I think directed it growing up, he, I guess what happened in the neighborhood was people would break into people's garages.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it was based off of.
Oh.
It was nothing. No,
this
nothing
movie
to
had
do
me
with it.
Almost crying in the theater. I was so scared.
Oh, we are seeing Last House on the. Oh,
we're seeing Last House on the left. The original.
No, oh. 20.
No, we're watching the new one. Yeah.
That one's bad too.
No, like, no, that's like gruesome.
When I was in the theater, the rape like, scene. People were leaving. Like yeah. they couldn't take it. It was very uncomfortable for me. I was like, oh my God, it's so real.
Yeah,
but I guess the first one also had the same scene in it.
Mm-hmm. That's probably
which is kind of. I think weird for like the 70s for them to, because that movie was in the 70s, right? Last House on the Left?
I believe so, but I
73?
Think.
73?
I think that's Eight? Why, because it was one of Wes, is it Wes Craven?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of those like genre breaking, realistic, oh my God, movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it like broke, like it created, it helped.
I want to see the original. I've never seen it. I've only heard about it. Like I read about it when I saw good. The new one.
I think I own both of them.
They're kind of both different types of storylines, but mm-hmm. they're the same.
Honestly, I think that's probably the scariest one because the rest of them are like fun 80s movies.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Orphanage, that's
Spanish. Subtitled, though.
It's scary.
People aren't going to be.
I like that movie.
Yeah, it's a great
movie.
It
was interesting. Did the same people that did that, did they do Pan? Did they do that same one?
Yes. It's Del Toro.
Yeah.
Del Toro.
Yeah.
He has a new movie coming out too. It's mm-hmm. a scary movie. It seemed really good.
Oh, the other thing is that on Halloween night, if you're not going to say the Halsted parade or anything, there's
that's on a Wednesday, right?
Yes, yeah. That
I'm not doing that.
We're doing a movie that night, but it's audience choice. So whoever brings and whoever comes chooses.
Okay,
so that'd be another good night. But he's probably going to be puking in a Mexican restaurant's kitchen again,
right? And losing his keys and wallet, so we can't get back into the house.
Right, right.
Right.
Oh,
I love Josh.
Right.
Inside stories. That we totally have aired on this show before.
Yeah, and they'll always love it.
Do we have any phone calls or emails?
Nope. Oh. We do have an email.
We have some from the website, right?
From RC, at least. If you want to look at the website.
RC, Cola, Anna, Moon Pie.
Yeah, about that. He's actually responding to a couple episodes ago about peeing through the hole.
Oh, he was very interested in that.
Oh, I totally realized after that episode.
Listen to this.
I pulled the twigs and the berries out.
And it's a lot more comfortable, isn't it?
I don't know about comfortable. He does it. I know that I never used the pee hole, but I thought I only put my twig out. But I actually pull everything out, but I have to be careful that the underwear doesn't come up underneath it because then it like messes with the stream mm-hmm. and then you piss all over you do a Ricky in our bathroom.
Oh.
That was one time.
Well, that's what happens, Ricky, when you pee
all
over
I'm sorry
the place.
It was the second day you moved in.
Pretty much.
We do have other friends who do it because there have been times where we, after having a bunch of people over, we'll go back in the bathroom and I'm like,
seriously?
I'm like, who just pissed all over our floor?
I go in there
look,
and
we
I
have
go.
Beautiful flowers. We have a nice wall.
Oh, look.
Paint. And there's piss all over the floor.
Yeah.
Rude.
It's better than shit. Josh.
I get all Joan Crawford on him.
Well, Josh didn't shit on the floor. He doesn't.
He shits all over the place.
He was just
a little gassy.
A sad, silly boy who did not turn on the two turbo fans that are in
or
our
the water.
Bathroom. Yeah.
Or, you know, come on.
But no, but our fans are like turbo fans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we turned them on now. We,
you would
we
hear
probably
it in
hear
the recording.
That shit.
And he did not.
So you're going to read what RC said?
Yeah. He okay. says, sorry. This is in capital letters. I do not. And then everything else is regular. Pee through the pee hole. I think Brad does because of the elephant trunk and because he is the thinnest.
I would agree. Fat boys don't.
He said, I just wanted to shoot you a quick response on this because I thought it was a great poll question. I have often wondered myself. Thank you, RC. I would potentially agree with the length issue because I think it's just, it's easier for me because, to...
Yeah, because like you're proud of your shit. You want people to see it. If I had a dick, I would be standing against the wall pissing in the urinal.
No, if I was proud of my shit, I'd be taking my pants all the way off.
So is that why you pull out your twig and your berries? Because your balls are so huge that you want people to be like, oh my God,
right.
Where's the cock? Right. Your balls are so big.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Though it's funny, we did have a friend recently. We did have a friend recently post on Facebook that he is not thrilled with these new water saving toilets and how the bowls are thinner because he's a big boy and his balls always hit the water when he's sitting down.
It's a problem.
But
it's an epidemic.
But it's only on the new water saving toilets.
Like at IKEA.
The ones I say do not use. The display ones.
But if your balls are hitting water and a do not use,
that's a lot of piss.
That's a lot of people using.
It's a lot of piss. Oh my God, I just coughed and it still tastes like blood or iron or something. That's weird.
You're nasty.
Maybe you have TB.
Maybe you really do have the consumption.
Maybe I have the Spanish flu.
You really have the Nicole Kidman.
Don't die.
Oh,
spoilers.
Satin.
I love that movie.
Yeah, I do too. What else?
I think we're good. We're at...
Did you want to talk about Tony and his new job? The provider?
Well, I think I've talked about it before, but he actually officially started.
Dude.
Oh, good job.
Yeah.
You forgot to do something this evening.
What did he forget?
What?
But we'll talk about it off air because we can't give dirty seat. Oh,
Friday.
That's right. That's what the thing Friday you said.
Because he couldn't be here.
That's right. I now remember when you said...
Secret.
Are we still not doing something Friday? Right. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But then I remember the other day you said... But anyway, yeah. This is good to talk. It's fun to talk about secrets that don't know about.
We'll talk about it later. It's pretty awesome.
You already tried with Al and it was...
only one piece. Only one piece. The other one...
Here's hoping.
Shit, girl. Shit.
All right, so we gotta go. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Gay Anderson Cooper.
Oh yeah, and I want to remind you, which this is way too late, but make sure you go back and download the episode with Lala because it was only out for a day before the last episode came out. So
yeah,
you may not have gotten it.
If you realize that now we're kind of off numbers, and you're like, oh, our last episode was 4:45 or 4:46 or whatever, and.
Go and get it.
Go get
since we're still talking instead of leaving, don't forget podcastawards.com.
Yes, please
nominate us. Put our URL in, foulmonkeys.com.
We have been backed by Dubious Intent.
Right.
Plus, we are backed by other...
The Sound Nazis.
Other fucking GLBT, BLT sandwich podcast.
You forgot PNQ.
Daniel.
Are saying that vote for us. So vote for us, people.
Daniel, right. 2013, we will do a three-way kiss if we win. You better work on this. Help us out.
Is this going to be during the pink carpet?
Yes.
Why not?
I think the pink carpet should totally be videotaped so people can see it live.
Let's video live stream.
Get up on it, Daniel.
No,
Rura.
I don't think so.
I think
the love how we're trying to end the show.
Oh, but because you want people to go.
Yes. There has to be something for...
You are correct.
There has to be something to get people
there. Can we strike that out? No. I'm not going to.
Come. Go to Pride 48
I've
people.
Already got
to
edit a name out.
Fuck. That was Ricky.
All right. Wailing. So yes, make sure you come to Pride 48.
Yeah.
All right.
Do it.
This is Ricky.
This is James Roy.
And this is Waylon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.